Sawal Kieja. I'm your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid, the preschool and after school program that offers a number of enrichment programs for your kids. So if you haven't checked out Safari Kid for your kid, whatever age he or she may be, do go to safarikidca.com. Before we begin, remember that you can listen to the show in three ways: on 1550 AM, which is where you're probably listening to it, but there are two other ways of listening to it as well. You can go to radiozindagi.com and click on their live stream button, and that should give you a live stream of the show as it's going on. That may be a better way to listen to the show, especially if you're at home or planning to call in. You can also download the free Radio Zindagi mobile app. I've done it. It works really well. Let me also give you some information about how to participate on the show. If you're interested in participating on the show, you can either go to safarikidca.com and find the Safari Quiz Show icon and go follow it through and register, where there is a register button, and fill out the form. Or if that's something that you're finding a little difficult to do, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's our email address for any inquiries, feedback, registrations, you name it. That's the email to get in touch with us. Okay, so let's go over the rules one more time for the benefits of the kids in the studio. We have two kids in the studio and we are waiting for one. So let me explain to them. So we have three segments of 10 questions each on three different topics. And at the end of each correct answer gets 10 points on the first try. Got that? Each question gets 10 points on the first try. That means if you buzz and yours is the first number buzzed, then you get 10 points. If yours is the light that buzzes, you get 10 points. If the question passes, the answer gets 10 points. The answer gets 5 points. Wrong answers get minus 5. If the question comes to you because the first person who buzzed could not answer the question, you can choose to pass. And there's no penalty for passing a question. For the kids listening at home, I have a listener question at the end of each round. So do keep listening and answer the questions for a chance to win prizes. So with that, let's go over and meet our contestants for today. Our first contestant is Priyanka. Hi, Priyanka. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show.
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm from Challenger School, so I'm 11 years old, and this is my first time on the radio quiz show.
Awesome. And tell me what your extracurricular interests are. After school, what do you do for fun?
I do, like, a Kuchipudi dance.
Wow. Okay. Do you have any, like, people you really look up to in Kuchipudi?
Yeah, my guru. She's really nice, and she not only teaches dance, she teaches like values and all that.
Wonderful. Like, and so it's a lot of discipline, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of discipline, and it's really fun.
And how long do you have to practice every day?
Maybe like 30 minutes each day.
Wow, that's a lot of dedication, because 30 minutes each day, especially when you're going to school and have a lot of homework and other things to do.
Mm-hmm.
So are you able to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So our next contestant is Sai Pranav. Sai has been a repeat contestant and we really love having him on the show. Welcome back to the show, Sai.
Thanks, I guess.
So what have you been doing with yourself in the last few months when you've been away from the show?
I went to India.
Which cities did you visit?
I just went to my grandparents and my grandparents' houses.
Where do they live?
They live in Nellore and Mujavarti.
Wow, these are like small towns?
Yeah.
One sounds like it may have been even a village.
And Mujavarti is a village, Nellore is a small town.
And what did you do in the village? Did you have Wi-Fi? Did you have connection to the internet?
Yes.
You did?
Very slow connection, though. I also had my cousins.
Oh, so you just played a lot?
With my cousins, yes.
Was it very hot?
No.
No? All right. So Sai is a repeat contestant, and he has won sometimes, lost sometimes, so this is going to be an opportunity for him to see how he does today. And our third contestant today is Aditya. He finally made it to the studio. Welcome.
Hi.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm going into 7th grade. I'm 12 years old.
Which school do you go to?
I go to Newark Junior High.
Oh, so you had a graduation from 6th grade. Does Newark Middle School start at 6th or 7th?
It starts next Monday.
No, I mean the middle school starts in 6th grade or 7th grade?
Oh, 7th grade.
Oh, so you just graduated from elementary school?
Yes.
A little nervous about going to middle school?
No, I'm pretty confident.
All right. So what do you do for fun?
I play basketball.
Okay. Are you on the school team?
I'm going to be.
You're going to audition, try out for it?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, Aditya, I'm so glad you could make it. I know Aditya was a little late because he got a little lost coming to the studio, but I'm really glad you made the effort and you're here. So, with that, are you kids ready to get started with our topics for today?
Yeah.
All right. Whoops. That was Sai Pranav jumping the gun. Sai, do you just want to give me the answer for the first question?
No.
Okay. So before that, I want Aditya to try out the buzzer because he hasn't. Aditya, why don't you press your buzzer so you see how... So a little harder. I think instead of banging it, try pressing it with your finger. That will give you a little speed because the way the system works, and I want to go over it one more time for the benefit of our new contestants here, is that all of you will buzz if you know the answer to the question, and the system will determine who buzzed first. So don't blurt out the answer even if you know it. Once you see your particular button lit up, that's when you know that you have buzzed in first and you get to answer the question. Aditya, you missed our point system as well, so let me repeat that. You get 10 points if you answer correctly, if you buzz in first. But if you make a mistake or somebody makes a mistake and the question passes, because once someone cannot answer the question passes. If it passes to you and comes to you and you know the answer, you get 5 points. And at any point in time, a wrong answer is -5. But if you pass, there's no penalty. Got it? Well, we'll try. We'll figure it out. We have lots of questions, so don't worry about in the first round at all. We'll just...
30.
Think of it as, we'll think of it as a trial round. And everybody, please speak deeply into the mic so that all the listeners at home can listen to the show. Is that you humming?
No.
Okay. Okay. All right. So our first topic is astronomy. So to get you started, easy question to begin with. Hands on buzzers. Kids listening at home, play along. Question number one. What are stars made of? That is Aditya.
Stars are made of like dust and pixels that are in space.
Actually, I'm going to not accept that answer because it's made of one very important thing that you didn't mention. And the question passes to Priyanka.
It's made out of dust, ice, and
very important. That is what planets are made of. And the question passes to Sai.
Suns are made out of dust, hydrogen, and helium.
Well, gases. I really wanted gases to be one of the answers because... So, -5 to Aditya, -5 to Priyanka, and 5 points to Sai. Hydrogen and helium are what the sun is made of, but yes, stars are made of gases. So I'm going to accept that answer. Question number two. Everybody ready? What is the name for the force of attraction between two celestial objects?
Gravity.
Gravity is right. 10 points to Priyanka. Good job. 5 now because she lost 5 points in the first question. Question number three. Name this region on the space-time continuum from which gravity doesn't let anything escape, including light.
Black hole.
Black hole is right. Aditya starts, he gets 5 points, not 10, but 5 because he lost 5 points in the first question as well. Question number four. What is the name for the lowest possible temperature at which substances contain no heat energy and atomic movement has stopped? What is the name for the lowest possible temperature? What is the name for the lowest possible temperature? Everything comes to a halt. All activity comes to a halt at that temperature. Any guesses? No? Absolute zero. Absolute zero. Okay, question number five. A pattern of stars like the Big Dipper is called what? That's Psi.
A constellation.
Constellation is right. 10 points to Psi. Question number six. What is the name for a system of billions of stars together with gas and dust held together by gravitation?
Milky Way.
What is the name for a system? So I will not accept that answer. Question passes to Sai.
A nebula.
No, a nebula is not correct.
Galaxy.
A galaxy. 5 points to Aditya, 5 points away from Sai, and 5 points away from... Okay, question number seven. What is the name of the spiral galaxy in which the sun lies? Our sun. Yes.
The Milky Way.
Milky Way is right. 10 points to Sai. Question number 8. What is the name of the nuclear explosion of a star after which it gets brighter for a few years before returning to its original state? You know, we're expecting the sun. This will happen to the sun at some point in time where it will just explode and it will go what? The sun will go what? What is that term? Oh, Sai knows this. It's in the tip of his tongue. What happens when a big star explodes? It's called, it's going. It's also the name of a PBS science show. That's another clue. It's a, yeah. And if you haven't seen it, you should. It's really fascinating. Yes.
Nova?
Nova is right. 10 points to Aditya. Good job. Good guess. Question number 9. The path of the Earth around the sun is called?
Mm-hmm. The revolution.
No, that is not correct. The path of the Earth around the sun is called? What is the Earth doing when it's going around the sun? Question passes to Sai.
Pass.
Aditya? Earth around...
Orbiting.
Orbit, that's right. Five points to Aditya. We'll wait for that to stop buzzing and we'll get to the last question. Wow, that takes a while. Whoops. Okay, question number 10 and our last question in our astronomy round. What is the... Oh, name this small rocky body in orbit around the sun, larger than a meteoroid, smaller than a planet. Name these small rocky bodies in orbit around the sun, larger than a meteoroid but smaller than a planet.
Asteroids.
Very good. 10 points to Aditya. Good job. All right, with that, we come to the end of our first round. Quite an exciting round. And the scores, I think, are very interesting. So we will check on our scores when we come back. But first, it's time for a listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550 is our... Wow, we already have a caller. Let's take the call and see what's going on. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? No. So let's go to our question, which is our first listener question. Remember, you have to call in to 510-770-1550. If you hear me say on the air that you're on the air, please turn the radio down so we don't get the radio feedback. Otherwise, it gets really difficult for us at the studio to hear what you're saying. So here's our question. What is the layer of gases surrounding a planet called? What is the layer of gases surrounding a planet called? Michael, let's take our first caller.
Hi.
Hi, you're in the air.
Is there a question?
Yes, the question is, what is the layer of gases surrounding a planet called?
Atmosphere.
Who's this?
Vikram Chisra.
Vikram?
Yeah.
All right, Vikram, thank you. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, and the answer is atmosphere.
And what's your name? Who's this? Is it Sabina? Because, yeah, your voice is breaking up, but I'm assuming it's Sabina. If you're not Sabina, just this is your moment to tell me. Okay, let's go to our next caller, Michael. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ritwik.
Yes, Ritwik.
The answer is atmosphere.
Thank you, Ritwik. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kiran.
Yes, Kiran.
And the answer is, what is an atmosphere?
Thank you, Kiran. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is my name is Siddharth, and my answer is atmosphere.
Thank you, Siddharth. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is atmosphere.
Thank you, Gaurav. We have room for 4 more calls. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Krishi.
Krishi?
Yeah.
Okay, and Krishi, what's your answer?
Atmosphere.
Thank you, Krishi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shreya, and the answer is atmosphere.
Thank you, Shreya. And 2 more callers. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Udhav.
Udhav?
And the answer is atmosphere.
Thank you, Dev. And our last caller for this particular question. Hi, you're on the air.
Ronit.
Ronit. And what's your answer, Ronit?
My answer is atmosphere.
Thank you, Ronit. And that was our last caller for the first listener question. I see that we have some other callers waiting. Please hang around. play with our kids in the studio for the next round. And at the end of the next round, we will have our second listener question. So with that, we take a break, kids. It's our custom in the studio that when we go on a break, we all say Jiye Ja Sawal Kiye Ja really loudly. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Jiye Ja Sawal Kiye Ja.
I am a safari kid. In my preschool days, I learned phonics, numbers, arts and craft, public speaking, reading, and poetry. After school, I do my homework, Vedic, math, spelling bee, and robotics. I love safari kids, and I know you will too.
With 11 locations in the Bay Area and 3 locations in Canada, Safari Kids offer customized preschool programs, Smart Cubs science program, and much more. Their after-school programs have chess, computers, Hindi and Spanish learning, and they also provide children with extra Safari Kid packets which are customized according to each child's needs. Do register for the gate and star testing preparation on weekends. Visit safarikidca.com or call
510-324-1743.
ਜਾਣ ਵਾਲੀਏ ਸਾਡੇ ਗਲੇ ਆ ਜਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਜਾਣ ਵਾਲੀਏ ਸਾਡੇ ਗਲੇ ਆ ਜਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਜਾਣ ਵਾਲੀਏ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਹੋ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਜਾਣ ਵਾਲੀਏ ਸਾਡੇ ਗਲੇ ਆ ਜਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਜਾਣ ਵਾਲੀਏ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਹੋ ਮਾਰਦਾ ਤੇਰਾ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਹੋਕਾ ਮਾਰਦਾ ਫੇਰਾ ਉਹ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਹੋਕਾ ਮਾਰਦਾ ਫੇਰਾ ਮਾਰਦਾ ਫੇਰਾ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਹੋਕਾ ਮਾਰ
جیے جا سوال کیے جا. ویلکم بیک ٹو دا سفاری کوئز شو. دس از یور ہوسٹ ودیا سٹنگ ہیئر ود آدتیہ, پرینکا اینڈ سائپرنف, اینڈ دے ہیو بین ڈوئنگ ویری ویل ان دی ایسٹرانومی راؤنڈ وچ واز دس بیکاز دے آر آل سکس گریڈرز اینڈ ابو. دا کوشچنز ور سلائٹلی ٹفر دین یوژل بٹ دے ہیو ڈن ریلی ویل. اینڈ بفور وی سی ہاؤ دے ہیو ڈن آن دیئر اسکورز, لیٹس سی ہو دا ونر آف آر فرسٹ لسنر کوشچنز واز, اینڈ دیٹ از گوئنگ ٹو بی اناؤنسڈ بائی سائی, ہو پکڈ دا ونر.
The winner is Krishi.
Krishi, congratulations. So write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. What you need to do is mention your name, your address, the question and answer so that we know exactly how to pinpoint who won what. So write to us, and with that, let's go check out how the kids in the studio are doing. Aditya, how many points do you have?
I have 35 points.
He has 35 points. The red ones are 10 and the white ones are 5. And Priyanka, how many points do you have?
0.
Priyanka attempted a number of questions for which I really give her kudos, because it's a high risk strategy. But and there are 20 more questions, so I know she's going to do well in the next couple of rounds. So let's see how Sai is doing.
20 points.
Sai has 20 points. It's still a very, very close game because we have so many more questions left.
Almost average.
Huh?
Almost in the average.
Almost in the average. Yep. So let's see how the kids do in the second round. Our second round is Foods of the World. Foods of the World, hands on buzzers. Be ready for our first question. Which country is kimchi a fermented vegetable pickle from? Kimchi. Kimchi. Sai is from the same country.
Oh.
Kimchi. Gangnam style. Kimchi. No? Which country is Sai from Gangnam Style?
Korea.
Korea is right. 10 points to Priyanka.
Oh, what about me?
Question number 2. Roast beef and Yorkshire pudding are symbols of which country? Roast beef and Yorkshire pudding. Roast beef and Yorkshire. Yorkshire. Where is Yorkshire? That's easy. Anything that ends with a shire. No, it's not Lord of the Rings. But roast beef and Yorkshire pudding is England. Okay. Question number 3. Potato chips were invented in this country, specifically in the city known as the Big Apple.
New York.
Country, I said, Priyanka. Ooh. Question passes to Sai.
United States of America,
in this country. That's right. Sai gets 5 points. Priyanka, you did know the answer.
Yeah.
It's just a question of formatting it correctly. So we are on our fourth question in our Foods of the World round. Red curry, green curry, yellow curry are signature dishes of which country? Uh-huh.
India.
No, that is not correct. 5 points. Sai loses 5 points. Question passes to Aditya. Red curry, green curry, yellow curry. All the parents know this question. Red curry, green curry, yellow curry. You can say pass if you don't know.
Pass.
Priyanka, you want to take a shot at it?
I'm guessing.
If you don't know, you can say pass. That's okay.
Pass.
It's Thailand.
I was going to say that.
Oh, why didn't you? Why didn't you? Okay, question number 5. Hands on buzzers. Please. Tacos are the staple of which country?
Mm-hmm. Mexico.
Mexico is right. 10 points to Priyanka. Question number 6. This country is famous for its maple syrup.
Canada.
Canada is right. Very good. I was going to say it has the maple leaf on its flag, but you didn't need that extra clue. Good job. Question number 7. Parmesan cheese or Parmigiano Reggiano is from the Parma region in which country? Parmigiano Reggiano is from the Parma region in which country? Parmesan cheese. The clue is in the name. Parmigiano Reggiano. I hope I have the accent right. Yes.
Mexico?
No, it's not Mexico. 5 points from Aditya. Question passes to Priyanka.
Pass.
Loudly and into the mic.
Pass.
Okay, question goes to Sai. Take a chance, Sai.
Pass.
Oh my goodness. Parmigiano Reggiano is from Italy. Italy. Question number 8. If you know, Priyanka, take a chance. It doesn't matter. Winning or losing. You did a great risky strategy. It doesn't matter how many points you get. Take a chance. Question number 8. Pho, spelled P-H-O, is a beef broth soup with rice noodles from which country? Pho. P-H-O. is a beef broth soup with rice noodles from which country?
Vietnam.
Vietnam is right. 10 points to Aditya. Good job. Okay, question number 9. This country is famous for its buttery, flaky pastry known as the croissant. This country is famous for its...
France.
France is right. 10 points. Just made it within the buzzer. Good job. Question number 10. I think everybody will know this, so please, hands on buzzers. Raw fish and rice, also known as sushi, is the staple of this country.
Japan.
10 points to Priyanka. Good job. Okay, so that with that, we come to the end of the Foods of the World round. Did you guys have fun with this round?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. And let me get to our listener question. But before we get to our listener question, I had a caller during the break last time who wanted to know why the show wasn't in Hindi. And there's a good reason for that, because when we designed the show, we did think whether we should do it as a Hindi-only show. However, there were two reasons. One is that Radio Zindagi is not a Hindi-only station, though a lot of the programming is in Hindi. We also have Tamil programs, Telugu programs, Marathi programs, Gujarati programs. So essentially, Radio Zindagi is a Desi program, and Desis encompass people from all over the country. The second reason is that a lot of our kids, their mother tongues are not Hindi. Some of them, their mother tongues are Tamil. Some of them, their mother tongues are Punjabi or Gujarati. So it's unfair to expect all of them to know Hindi. And we would like to include as many kids as possible in our show. So that's the reason. It's a very inclusionary show. We want to have as many people as possible. And that's why it's an English-only show. So I hope that answers your question. So let's go to a listener question. I want to give the phone number out, 510-770-1550. And here's our listener question in the same category, Foods of the World. Poi, a staple food made from the taro plant. Poi, P-O-I, poi, is ethnic to which island state? Is ethnic to which island state? And I see I already have a caller. Let's go to our calls. Hi, welcome to the show. Who's this?
I'm Krishan.
Nishant?
Hawaii. Answer is Hawaii.
Hawaii. Nishant, right? Have I got the name right?
Yeah, Prashant.
Prashant. Sushant. Prashant, Sushant, Nishant. Spell it.
K-R-I-S-H-A-N.
Oh, Krishant. Okay. All right, got it. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Adi and the answer is Hawaii.
Thank you, Adi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anushka, and I think that poi is from Hawaii, that is in America.
Thank you, Anushka. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Iknur.
Hi, Iknur.
And the answer is Hawaii.
Thank you, Iknur. And Iknur has registered to be with us on our show, and we will have him on the show live here in the studio in next week or the next couple of weeks. So we're really looking forward to that. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja from Foster City, and I think the answer is Hawaii.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arin, and the answer is Hawaii.
Is it Arin?
Yeah, from San Francisco.
Oh, thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi. My name is Nishant. I'm 30 points and my answer is Hawaii.
Oh, Nishant got 30 points. Good job. Thank you, Nishant. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav and the answer is Hawaii.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Vikram.
Vikram?
I think the answer is USA or Hawaii.
Vikram, did I get that right?
Hawaii from USA.
Yes, got it. Vikram?
Hello?
A lot of background noise. I'm assuming it's Vikram, so I'm going to go with Vikram. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Isha and the answer is Hawaii.
Thank you, Isha. And I think that was our last question for this round. For all those who have been trying to reach us, don't worry, there's one more round, so be really ready to answer that question when that happens. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll check on scores as well as who was the winner of our second round listener question. Jieja, Sawal Kieja. All right, Priyanka's turn to Krishi. to pick.
Hey, Anju, do you know any good preschool and after-school program where I can put my kids? Why don't you send them to Safari Kid? My children love it and are very happy there. They are in
we don't have a biomedia.
The
thing is off,
in
it's hard. Everything
right
is on,
my
it's
kids
cold.
Are enrolled in their summer camp. They have different options like...
Oh, so
camp,
current events. Are you guys going to be totally stymied? You need like additional clues and stuff?
Drama, public speaking, creative writing. They offer fun and exciting field trips, art and crafts, and exciting
you don't have to read the newspaper. Maybe your parents talk around it, but that's how my daughter gets her news. She's not very well up with current events either. But she'll read the news if she has to. Older kids will always get a current events. I'm telling you, if you ever come back on the show, you can be assured that there will be a current events. Because by this age,
Nishant?
Is it Nishant or Krishant? Oh, but we have Krishant and Nishant. Okay, alright, we can announce it. No, two people, separately. There was a Krishan, then... Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya here with 7th grader Aditya, 6th grader Priyanka and 6th grader Sai. They are all, they've all been attacking some really tough questions. If you missed out, we had an astronomy and a foods of the world episode, the category so far. And our next category is current events. But before we get started, let's see who the winner of our listener question was. And this time it's been picked by Priyanka. Priyanka, go ahead.
The winner of the listener question is Nishant.
Nishant, not Krishant. I hope I've got the name right. Nishant. So Nishant, congratulations. The boy does indeed come from Hawaii. And please do write to us with the question, answer and your details to safariquizshow@gmail.com. So now let's see how the kids in the studio are doing with respect to points. Aditya, how many points do you have?
I have 40 points.
Aditya has 40. Did Priyanka do better than the zero she had before? How many points do you have?
I have 35.
Wow, she's almost caught up. She did really well in our Foods of the World round. And Sai, how did you get?
30.
Sai has 30 points. So we have 40, 35 and 30. So that's a really, really close game. And we still have 10 more questions. So this game can go anyway, depending on who was paying attention last week. Right? Okay, first question in our current events round. Parents, I bet you're going to have fun playing along. So do play along. And if you want to call me when we go to our questions and tell me how you've been doing, I'll be happy to listen. First question. This country was recently in the news for allegedly attacking its citizens with chemical weapons. Its head of state is Assad and its capital is Damascus. This country was recently in the news for attacking its citizens with chemical weapons. It's causing a lot of anxiety to the rest of the world because they don't know whether they should get in there and help the people or not. The head is Assad and the capital is Damascus. Kids are blanking. The answer is Syria. Okay, question number two. A wildfire outside this national park in California has been burning out of control, and I think as of today it has entered the park as well. So name this national park in California.
Yes. Yosemite.
Yosemite is right. 10 points to Aditya. Good job. Question number three. This stock exchange in the U.S. closed down for 3 hours on Thursday due to a technical glitch. This stock exchange closed down for 3 hours on Thursday due to a technical glitch. NASDAQ. Question number four. The historic newspaper Washington Post was recently purchased for $250 million by Jeff Bezos, the CEO of this online retailer. Name the online retailer. Very famous retailer. Probably everybody shops there. The historic newspaper Washington Post was recently purchased for $250 million by Jeff Bezos, the CEO of this online retailer. You probably buy your books there.
Amazon.
10 points. Good guess, Aditya. Good job. Question number five. Actor Ben Affleck will play this Caped Crusader in the next Man of Steel movie. Name the Caped Crusader. What character is he? Actor Ben Affleck will play this Caped Crusader in the next Man of Steel movie. Who wears a cape? Which superhero wears a cape? And
Superman?
No, Man of Steel is the Superman. Who's the other guy who wears a... So my question passes to Aditya. Who's the other superhero who wears a cape and a mask? Question passes to Priyanka. Take a chance.
Pass.
Batman. Question number six. Almost 50 years ago, this great civil rights leader gave a speech that began, "I have a dream."
Martin Luther King Jr.
That's right. 10 points to Sai. Good job. Four more questions to go. This week, President Obama unveiled a proposal to make this more affordable. This week, President Obama unveiled a proposal to make this more affordable. That's going to be the clue. The additional clue is that it's going to be really important for you guys going forward in a few years.
College.
That's right. 10 points, Aditya. Good job. Question number 8. 2.5 years after the Fukushima nuclear reactor failed after this natural disaster, radioactive water is seeping into the Pacific Ocean from Japan. Name the natural disaster.
Nuclear explosion?
No, it's not a natural disaster. Question passes to Aditya. 2.5 years. Why did it happen after the Fukushima nuclear reactor failed after this natural disaster? What caused it? Question passes to Priyanka. Natural disaster, remember. Oh, now you know it? Okay. If Priyanka can't answer, we'll give you a turn. Not for points, but you can answer the question.
Could you repeat the question?
2.5 years after the Fukushima nuclear reactor failed after this natural disaster, radioactive water seeping into the Pacific Ocean from Japan. Okay.
Pass.
Yeah.
I think it's tsunami.
Tsunami. Tsunami. It's a giant wave. That's right. Question number 9. CEO Steve Ballmer of this famous tech company that makes Windows, Word and Office has finally announced plans to leave. Name the tech company. Very famous tech company which makes...
Microsoft.
Microsoft. 10 points to Aditya. Good job. Question number 10. Hosni Mubarak, the now deposed dictator of this country, was released from prison this week as riots continued between the army and the Muslim Brotherhood. Hosni Mubarak, now deposed dictator of this country, was released from prison as riots continued between the army and the Muslim Brotherhood. Lord of unrest. It's the home of the Sphinx.
Oh, wait, can you say that again?
It's the home of the Sphinx.
I think it's Egypt.
Egypt is right. Egypt is right. And with that, we come to the end of our current events round and our episode for today. Let's see how the kids did in the studio. But before that, here's our listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And here's our last listener question for today. Which popular gadget is rumored to be coming out in a gold or champagne color soon? Which popular gadget is rumored to be coming out in a gold or champagne color soon? It's all a rumor. We don't know if it's true, but it's a really, really popular gadget that a lot of people carry. Now let's go see if we have... I'm not sure that's... Yeah, we can try that. Yes, go ahead. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Krishi, and the answer is iPhone.
Thank you, Krishi. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arun, and I'm calling on an iPhone, and I'm on his first message because the answer is iPhone.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anushka, and my dad works in Apple, so it's an iPhone 5 that's going to come out in a gold or champagne.
All right, we have it from the babe's mouth. What else can we say? People, you heard it first on the Safari Quiz Show. That is a true thing. Hi, you're on the air. Hi. I can't hear you. Speak louder. Who's talking? Can I have your name?
Mayuri.
Mayuri. Thank you, Mayuri. I couldn't hear you very well, but I think I got your name. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Siddharth and my answer is iPhone.
Thank you, Siddharth. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is Apple.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sabina, and the answer is iPhone 5S.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Udhav, and the answer is iPhone.
Thank you, Udhav. Hi, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello.
Yes.
iPhone 5.
And who am I speaking with?
Nirav.
Nirav. Thank you, Nirav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name's Gaurav and the answer is iPhone 5.
Thank you, Gaurav. And one last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
My name is Shraddha.
Yes, Shraddha.
And my answer is iPhone.
Thank you, Shraddha. Michael, do we have time for that person who's been waiting for a while? Let's take that last call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nishant and... In total, I have 90 points, and in the second round, I have 50 points, and my answer is the iPhone 5.
Dad, you did actually better than the kids in the studio today, so that was awesome, Nishant. I want to see you in the studio. And have I got your name right? It's Nishant?
Yes.
Awesome. Very well done. And do register at safariquizshow@gmail.com. We're going to take a break now. We don't have a lot of time. And when we come back, we'll see who the winners, all the winners are. So give me a big cheer, kids. Jieja, sawal kieja.
You know any good preschool and after-school program where I can put my kids? Why don't you send them to Safari Kid? My children love it and are very happy there. They are an international school and they have 11 locations in the Bay Area. Right now, my kids are enrolled in their summer camp. They have different options like sports camp, junior scientist camp, young chefs, Lego robotics. Your kids can learn drama, public speaking, creative writing. They offer fun and exciting field trips, art and crafts, and exciting on-site magic show, puppet show, live reptile show, etc. once a week.
Wow, that sounds interesting. But how do I enroll my kids?
Visit safarikidca.com or call them at 510-324-1743. They have a very sweet and cooperative staff.
Back to the Safari Quiz Show. We're done with our episode for today. All that's left is time to announce all our winners. First, our listener question, which was, which popular gadget is rumored, no longer rumored, because now we got it from the horse's mouth, that there is going to be an iPhone 5S coming out shortly in a gold or champagne color. So I guess a lot of people are going to be waiting for that. And that was the correct answer. And our winner has been picked by Aditya. Go ahead, Aditya, announce the winner.
The winner was Shraddha.
Shraddha. Shraddha, congratulations. Please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Give all your information and we'll get your prize out to you. Congratulations again. And let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Aditya, how many points do you have?
80.
Aditya really did well in the current events round. Well done. That's something that means he's keeping in touch with what's going on. What about you, Priyanka? How many points do you have?
I got 35.
Priyanka has 35 and Sai has?
40. Last question.
Yes, he got Egypt. That was really good. Good job. And that with that, we come to the end of our episode for today. We're also, as we go along in the season, now that the school has started, I'm also looking for teams to participate. So if you think that you're nervous about participating by yourself, but you and a friend would like to come on the show, please write to us, email us, because the registration form may not be able to take it, but email us and say that you'd like to be part of a team. We'd like to do inter-school competitions, inter-team competitions, boys versus girls competitions. So we're going to do a lot of new things in the new school year. So I'm really looking forward to that and very excited about it. And all ages, we see you have up to a seventh grader here as well. So we have a lot of ages to tackle as well. Of course, not younger than second grade, because then it becomes very difficult for the children themselves. I know some parents are really ambitious about it, but second grade minimum, and then we'll take it from there. So with that, we come to the end of our show for today. Congratulations, Aditya. Let's give him a big round of applause.
The cat's out of the bag.
The cat's out of the bag, totally. Whoop. The show was produced by Michael and Anu, and the theme song was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jeja Saval Kieja.